Oral tradition. What is the essence of oral tradition? Where is the line between supporting the practice of Reiki and ceasing to honor the oral tradition? Are there hidden motivations behind not wanting everything to be printed or published on the internet? Can such a quality as oral tradition live in this modern world of instantaneous communication? These questions flow through my life, and they lead to more questions. In the beginning of my practice, the term oral tradition meant to me no books on Reiki. I understood this as my responsibility to the practice, so when other masters wanted to print a book for their students, I was definitely against it. We argued over this for a few days, then one of them came to me and asked, if there were a book, what would it look like? I answered her, and the concept was described to the group. Eventually, Paul Mitchell compiled the contents and created the Blue Book published by the Reiki Alliance. For many years now, Reiki masters have given this small booklet to their first and second degree students as a gift and a reminder of the stories from the class. This book was not meant to be used as an authoritative source of information. When it is cited and relied on in that way, confusion arises. Then a book describing the practice of Reiki appeared on the open market. This publication challenged my understanding and honoring of an oral tradition. Several years later, more details of the practice were published. This blew like a strong wind against my understanding of what an oral tradition was and should be. My first reactions were anger and disbelief. But I asked myself, do these books affect the way I practice? Do they influence me to let go of my own practice and teaching? The answer was no. I still hold the symbols, the initiation, and all the other parts of the practice as sacred. I share them only within a formal teaching relationship with a student. Gradually, people started asking me to write a book or to print a collection of my talks. This sounded like a good idea, but never happened. I am content with this apparent procrastination. Then the German language publication, Reiki Magazine, was printed. I was asked for articles, and I wrote them. A few years later, the Dutch magazine appeared, followed by Reiki Magazine International in English. Last year, the Spanish language magazine, USR, Usui Shiki Riojo, from Argentina, began publication. All contain articles from me. In the beginning, I tried to write articles on specific topics or questions, but these were not particularly successful. I did not like the heaviness of the articles and the lack of connection with the readers. So I began to record my talks with students in gatherings or seminars. These were transcribed. I searched through them for appropriate topics to be edited and printed in articles. Many of these have appeared in the above-mentioned magazines and in local newsletters in Europe. Recently, I have been bothered again by the lack of contact with the reader and by the possibility that I have crossed that subjective line of oral tradition. Although I have made sure that the teaching of the practice is not included in the printed word, I wonder if another form of compromise is slowly eroding the power of the oral tradition. This question is still unanswered. I also wonder if, in my desire to help students meet the challenges of this practice, I have inadvertently contributed to the erosion of its integrity. Sometimes, good motivations still lead to the very results that one wants to avoid. So I have this question still. What is the best way for me to be available to the worldwide student body and to support the integrity of Usuishiki Ryoho without fail. As I ponder this, I want to have more interaction with you. The quality of interaction present within an oral tradition is not one of the teacher speaks and the student obeys. It is more that the teacher or the elder student shares what she has to offer. The younger student contemplates the question or situation. The action of the younger student must come from his or her own integrity and willingness to learn. It may be that the teacher's advice is taken, or maybe it is not. The important point is that the younger student notices the effects of taking the action and notices the pattern these effects create. Observing this, the student can see where his action will lead. This, for me, is the essence of oral tradition.